Watershed Voice, community-supported journalism.
Everybody, welcome back to the Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards podcast. It is the highly anticipated MLB preview, the first this podcast has ever done. Opening day starts this week. This will release on the 31st, which I believe opening day is the 31st or the 1st. So we'll be getting right ahead of it with all kind of the estimations, predictions, things I have for this season. But before I get into that, I wanted to just welcome guys back again. If you guys have not yet, make sure you check us out on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards podcasts. Also, if you have not, make sure you rate us and subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify. Give us 5 stars. Make sure you tell a friend. That only helps the podcast grow. And who doesn't like this podcast, and who doesn't want it to grow? I mean, really, come on, guys. There's really not a whole lot of news stories for the week. High school district basketball is wrapped up, which I'll kind of cover that in 2 weeks. I will also cover in 2 weeks the beginning of high school baseball and softball, which it, holy crap, it's hard to believe that it's that time again. Am I right? So with that, I am just going to dive right in. But first, let me take a quick commercial break. All right, we are back from our little commercial break. So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to preview our Detroit Tigers, go over their opening day roster, go over maybe some free agent additions, kind of where I think the season's going to go, and maybe just some questions that I have that are needing to be answered as we go out through the season. So first off, I'm just going to start with everybody in the infield. So it looks like our opening day catchers are going to be Grayson Greiner and Wilson Ramos. Wilson Ramos, it was a free agent addition this season, which I think is a great addition for a young team having a vet like Wilson behind the plate. Of course, we have Miggy playing the infield. Jaimer Candelario, or Candyman, as everybody knows him. Harold Castro, Willie Crack Castro, Nico Goodrum, and Jonathan Scope. Jonathan Scope was a free agent, but we were able to pull him back into Detroit. Was absolutely awesome for us last season, so I'm very interested to see where he goes from there and if he might be trade bait as we move on throughout the season. Our outfield looks like Akil Baddoo, which if you do not know who he has been killing it absolutely in spring training this year, showing a lot of athleticism, a lot of power. He was picked in the Rule 5 draft from Minnesota, so he will be on the opening day roster. Robbie Grossman was another free agent addition. I believe Robbie came over from the Athletics, I want to say. Don't quote me on that, though. We have another familiar face, Jacoby Jones, Victor Reyes. And then the one I'm really excited about seeing play this year is Nomar Mazara. He was signed to the White Sox last year. Didn't play at all. I believe he was a COVID opt-out or he had an injury. So it's going to be very interesting to see how he does in Detroit. A lot of power. When he played for the Rangers, he was very much an up-and-comer. He didn't always feel like he hit his true potential, but he was also a Tiger killer when he came into Detroit. I would know that because I had gone to multiple games where I watched him go yard on us. So going to the defensive side of the ball, we're going to look at our pitching staff. So our opening day pitching staff is Matthew Boyd will be the opener. Julio Teheran, who is a well-known, well-respected vet, originally from the Braves, I believe he went to the Angels, and now he's in Detroit. Tariq Skubal, another great young arm, had a lot of promise from him last year when he got called up. Jose Urena, who's from Miami, another young arm. He has pretty good fastball, pretty good changeup. It's going to be very interesting to see how he does, because he's another one that didn't feel like played to his full potential in Miami. So we'll see that goes. And then everybody's favorite, Casey Mize, rounding out the five-man rotation. Our relievers so far look to be Tyler Alexander, Jose Cisnero, Buck Farmer, Michael Fulmer, which coming off of Tommy Zahn surgery and other injuries, it's going to be a prove-it year for him. Brian Garcia, and then Derek Holland, who is also a free agent addition. We have Daniel Norris and Gregory Soto. So I guess my questions for this season, what's going to happen when Spencer Turnbull returns from the IR? He's currently on the non-baseball COVID list. So the question is, and the thought process is AJ Hinch going to roll with a six-man rotation? I personally like that. I think that's a good idea to keep your young arms like Skubal and Casey Mize healthy and fresh. I think that's going to be really important for this Tigers team going down the stretch. My second real question is, can these high-profile rookie pitchers make an impact? What can we expect from Mize and Skubal going forward? And then on the other side of it, when will Spencer Torkelson make his debut? He's, I believe, the number two or three prospect in all of baseball right now. Tigers have the number two rated farm system, which if you look back from what Dave Dombrowski did, you know, a few years ago before Avila took over, he gutted it, went to the Red Sox, gutted it. Now the Red Sox are rebuilding. So I'm very excited to see where Tork will end up. He definitely feels like the third baseman of the future, but it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Candyman, Scope, Miggy. It's going to be interesting down the stretch. Speaking of Miggy, what's Miggy's role going to be on this team? Opening day, it's been announced he will be starting at first base, but man, he's getting older. I mean, every year you read an article saying he's in best shape of his life. And man, I worry that his age is getting up there. Don't get me wrong. I love some Miggy. I've got an autographed Miggy jersey hanging in my family room. So, I mean, he is definitely one of my favorites. But at what point do you not just say, okay, it's time to become a DH and let our youth play the field? Which he's a leader, which I don't think would be a huge problem for him. Supposedly back a couple years ago, he said he didn't want to play DH, but I think he's learning his physical limitations. So we'll also see where that progresses throughout season. And then my final question for this Detroit Tigers squad this season is what is the ceiling for these Tigers? A lot of analysts think 65 games. Some think less. They think they're still going to be bottom of the barrel. Personally, I think AJ Hinch is probably the best manager we've had in a very long time. Don't get me wrong, Gardy was great. I think Gardy was a great transitional manager. And I believe when we had first talked about Gardy getting hired, Jordan and I both agreed he's a great transitional manager. He helped get our youth ready for the bigs, and now AJ Hinch can take that next step with him. My projection is 65 to 75 wins. I wouldn't be surprised to see them hit 80. It just all depends on health, how COVID goes this season. They're going to be allowing some fans this year. I know myself, my employer gives away free tickets. I've put in for multiple games. I've also been vaccinated, so I'm ready to roll. So looking over these Detroit Tigers, like I said, 65, 75, wouldn't be shocked to see 80 wins. I think AJ Hinch is that good of a manager. He's that good of a game controlling manager that we could see some pretty quick turnaround, especially once we get Matt Manning, Bo Burrows, Torque. We get these guys up in the bigs and ready to start performing. I think you're going to see a pretty impressive Tigers team. I personally see the parallels between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Tigers, where there's not a whole lot of big names on the squad. I mean, don't get me wrong, Miggy's huge, but they could perform at a high level and people would be expecting it just because they're fundamentally solid, if that makes sense. So I don't know, guys. Let me know what you think. How do you think this Detroit Tiger season is going to play out? Leave me some comments, some questions, and we'll go from there. So with that, guys, I'm going to take my next break, and we're going to break down this upcoming season as a whole for the MLB. Be right back. Okay, everybody, I am back from that quick break. In this segment here, we're just going to break down and predict the upcoming MLB season. I'm going to go by leagues and then divisions. I'm going to predict from first to fifth in each division, each league. Then I'm going to go through MVP candidates, Cy Young candidates, both of which will pick a winner. Then I'm going to go through the postseason predictions, and then I'm just going to close this thing down. So here we go. All right, so I'm going to start off with the American League East. I have the Yankees at 1, the Rays at 2, Blue Jays at 3, Red Sox at 4, Orioles at 5. I think just with the amount of moves that New York has made, I don't see that changing at any point. Pitching staff has got better with Gerrit Cole. They've also picked up some other big arms. Corey Kluber has also joined the team. So I'm very anxious to see where the Yankees end up. The Rays, of course, are another solid team and always, like I said, a sleeper team. I could see them sneaking up, but there's too much firepower in New York right now. Blue Jays are still young and coming. Vlad Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette, those are some great players there. Blue Jays' time's coming, but it's not there yet. Red Sox and Orioles are really kind of the bottom of the barrel right now, and they're both retooling and rebuilding. So the American League West, I have the Astros at 1, Athletics at 2, Angels at 3, Rangers at 4, Mariners at 5. I mean, the American League West runs through Houston. Oakland's the second, another strong, gritty team. Angels, at what point do you say for Mike Trout's career and the players around him, what point does LA not get him further? I mean, you've got you've got Shohei Ohtani. I mean, you've got Shohei, and you've got a good team there. Just when do you take that next step? Rangers are rebuilding, Mariners are rebuilding. The American League Central. Now, here's where it kind of gets interesting. I've got the White Sox at 1. I think the White Sox youth movement is going to pay off this year. Jose Abreu was our MVP last year. I think he's going to have another strong season. Twins are another just really good team, but I don't know if pitching-wise if they're going to be able to make it last. Indians are third. I mean, really third, 3 through 5 for me for the Central. It's really a toss-up because, I mean, they just traded Lindor. So, I mean, what are the Indians going to be this year? Fourth, they have the Tigers, and then fifth, they have the Royals. But like I said, I feel like 3 through 5, those are all interchangeable. I could see that all changing at some point. So I'm going to jump over to the National League. I think the NL East might be the most competitive division in baseball this season. I have the Braves winning, going first, Mets second, Nationals third, Phillies fourth, Marlins fifth. I mean, in all honesty, though, I mean, 1 through 5, that's a crapshoot. The Braves almost made it to a World Series last year. The Mets got Lindor now. They've really retooled. Nationals are still got some great arms over there, and they've still got Juan Soto, which I think Soto is one of the most unbelievably probably underrated players, if I could say so. Phillies, I mean, the Phillies are good. A lot of good players there. Bryce Harper's there. And then the Marlins are another team that just shocked everybody last year with a very solid season, and we'll see where they pick it up from there. The next league or division, excuse me, I'm going to go over are the National League West. So you have the Dodgers, I have at 1, Padres 2, Diamondbacks 3, Giants 4, Rockies 5. I think the Padres are probably the third best team in baseball this season. Unfortunately, the first best team in baseball is in their own division, and that is the Dodgers. Diamondbacks are retooling, got some good young players there, so we'll see where that goes. Giants and Rockies, I'm not sold on either. Rockies traded away Arenado to the Cardinals. And they're just obviously retooling in a hitter's park that does not bode well for them. And then lastly, I have the NL Central. I have the Cardinals at 1, Cubs at 2, Brewers 3, Reds 4, Pirates 5. Like I said, Cardinals, they're always a consistently good team. I don't see that changing, especially now with the best third baseman in baseball with Nolan Arenado. the Cubs, kind of what are they going to be this year? They've kind of retooled a little bit. You've got Rizzo, Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant could be traded this year, so that could be interesting. Milwaukee Brewers are another just real gritty team. And the Reds, another really good team. And then you have the Pirates, who are pretty much bottom of the barrel. So now I'm going to go ahead and discuss MVP candidates for both leagues. I'll start off the National League since I just finished there. I have Fernando Tatis, the sensational all-star shortstop from San Diego, Ronald Acuna from Atlanta, and then I have Juan Soto from Washington. Personally, I think this is Juan Soto's award to win this year. He's got the power. He's got the athleticism. Just my call. He's kind of an underdog. We'll see what happens there. For the American League, I have Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, and Jose Abreu from the White Sox. I think it's Mike Trout's award. I think he puts his stamp on it again this year. He is by far the most dominant player in baseball. But his biggest detriment is he plays on the West Coast, and nobody in Central and Eastern U.S. are watching the Angels. So that stinks for him because that's where a lot of the voter base is. I'll go into the Cy Young. We'll lead off with the National League. I have Jacob deGrom as a candidate, Walker Buehler from the Dodgers, and Blake Snell from the Padres. DeGrom's the best pitcher in baseball right now, and that's his award for time to come. So I've got DeGrom. The American League, I have Garrett Cole, Shane Bieber, from the Indians, and Lucas Giolito from the White Sox. For me, I think it's Garrett Cole's award. I think Cy Young both are stay in New York for both leagues. It's going to be very interesting for Garrett Cole in New York because it is a hitter's park. He has sometimes some trouble with his fastballs hanging a little bit, so we'll see what happens. So now, the point you're all waiting for, the postseason predictions for the Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards podcast. So I'll lead off the American League. My two wildcard teams are the Twins and the Rays. I have the Rays beating the Twins. So then the Rays will in turn play against New York. I have the Yankees winning that one. Then you have the White Sox against the Astros. I have the Astros advance against the Sox. And the ALCS, Houston against New York. I have New York winning that one. So in the National League, I have for the two wildcard teams, the Padres against the Mets. I have the Padres advancing, and then like I said earlier, Padres are the third best team in baseball, unfortunately play in the same division as the Dodgers, and the Dodgers end up beating the Padres in five. So then I have the Braves against Cardinals, I have the Braves beating the Cardinals, and then you have a rematch of last season, Dodgers against the Braves, I have the Dodgers winning in six. So that sets up the World Series coast against coast. Nobody in Central America gives a rip about it, but it would be the Dodgers against the Yankees, and I have the Dodgers repeating in seven. Too much firepower for LA right now. Their pitching staff is still young and healthy for however they did it. They've also added some great arms this season, so it's going to be fun for the Dodgers, but not for fun for anybody else. So, what do you guys think? Let me know. Let me know what you think of my MLB season preview and predictions, and we'll go from there. So, guys, I'm going to take one last break, and then I'm going to close this puppy down. So stay tuned. All right, folks. Well, this was fun. This was my MLB season preview. Broke down some Tigers, broke down the MLB as a whole, broke down some predictions, maybe some bad ones, maybe some good ones. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think on social media when I post this. Just leave some comments. Just let me know what you think when I post the update for the episode, and I'll go from there. Maybe I'll talk about it in 2 weeks. So with that, guys, again, if you have not, make sure you follow us, like us, share us on social media. One thing Jordan always likes to say is just tell a friend. If you tell one friend, that only helps the podcast get out a little bit further. Also, if you have not yet, make sure you like and subscribe us to us and rate us on all your favorite podcast streaming sites and apps. This only helps get the algorithms out there and really just helps me out. And I really appreciate you guys taking the time. to listen to me for another week. With that, you guys be safe out there. Enjoy some baseball. The weather is starting to turn. 70 degrees this weekend. I know I'm going to be outside barbecuing. I know you're going to be outside barbecuing. So with that, guys, stay safe, stay well. I'll talk to you guys in 2 weeks. Go Green.